On a Zoom with me is someone we know well. You'll know the voice. You'll know the name for sure. Dylan Oliphant, because we're talking comedy. And weirdly, comedy that's going to help us heal from life at the moment, which is what comedy does. But now it's being framed that way. Dylan Oliphant, thank you for coming to my Zoom.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, first things first. How have you been over the last 5 million years? I mean, it's been years of lockdown. Lots of dodgy things are happening in the world. People are fighting. People are upset. People are standing on soapboxes left, right, and center. What have you been up to?
I've been not celebrating birthdays until my real birthday. Like, these last 2 years have not been my birthday. And there's no birthdays. I haven't aged. Only time is a construct.
Wow.
At least during a pandemic time.
Wow. So while the rest of us were drinking wine and baking banana bread, Dylan Oliphant was getting deep and reading about like thermodynamics and all the universe things. Time is a construct. Well, I mean, if that's all we get from the Zoom, that's all I needed. Thanks. No, but seriously, your industry was the hardest hit and the most ignored. And no one talks about it, but it's true. How did you manage to get through? Like, do you have a side hustle? Like, what is the vibe?
That's crazy. When the pandemic hit, I realized that I am non-essential. And being non-essential is the worst part. Even just the word, someone calling you non-essential, is like the worst thing to ever that people could say to you. Yeah. But I have, in terms of comedy, I did have a comedy career on the internet. And I mean, the internet was such an open field after when the pandemic hit. So I just kept, I'm a content creator. So I just kept creating content on the internet, and somehow that paid my bills.
Wow. Okay, so you need to come back and teach us how to do this, because I downloaded TikTok in the pandemic and I think I'm really funny, like everyone else does, and no one else thinks I'm really funny. So Dylan, please, can we have a workshop? Because I also want to make money on the internet, bruh.
Yeah, no, I think money on the internet is one of the best things to ever happen to.
Dude, internet money is the best kind of money. Like, right? Okay, Dylan, I'm serious though. I would like a workshop, please. I'm going to speak to your PR people. We're going to do a workshop. This is great. Thanks, Dylan, for offering. Okay, but the real reason that we're hanging out today is because this weekend, from the 1st to the 3rd of October, comedy is back on stage. And it's going to be different, obviously, because we're not going to have as many people. But what's happening this weekend?
This weekend is the JICF, the Joburg International Comedy Festival. It's a big festival, and it's like such a, because now we've come out of the pandemic. Well, not out of the pandemic, but we've got level 2. I think South Africans were like at that point where level 2 is even good enough for us.
Yeah, it's up. We're done. Like, we're good. Yeah.
We've decided, I think we've got, because we'd sort of announced that those 21 days, or was it 14 days? I think it was 14 days. Yeah. Sort of announced those days. And we're like, oh, we're going to be okay after that. We're all going to get out of there. And then the days just kept dragging on. And then we were like, hey, maybe we just want level 3. Like just level 3. That's all. We just want to be able to go out and be able to. So now at level 2, we get to have a bigger audience in terms of, because level 3 was like a small little audience. Now we at least get 250 people in the room, which is great. And we get to, and I get to go out and watch, you get to go out and watch live stand-up comedy. Oh. Everybody just come. That's just like my favorite part about comedy, is doing it live, seeing people's reactions, hearing them laugh. And now we get to do it in front of people again. And that's just amazing for me.
So I've seen the lineup. Obviously, other than yourself, Jason Goliath, Sifiso Nene, David Kao, Celestin Thule, Paul Pops, Nina Hasty, Robbie Collins, Alfred Adrian, CSA, Tuxin Kodenzo, they're all of the biggest names in comedy at the moment are going to be at this event. And this festival is obviously running over the whole weekend. So am I buying one ticket for the whole weekend? Am I buying different tickets for different shows? How does it work?
So you'll be buying different tickets for different shows. I mean, it's some comedians haven't worked on stage for months.
So
we
be
need
kind.
Some. We need. We need. So be kind. We need all the money we can get right now. Every okay. single cent.
So buy all the tickets, is what you're saying, and please laugh
buy
even if it's not funny.
It will be funny. There's no doubt in that.
Okay.
It will definitely be fun.
You see, the lead up to that wasn't great, Dylan, because you were like, some of us haven't worked in 2 years, and now I'm going, yeah, I don't know what to say. I don't know if your dog is a good judge of comedy here.
Well, we didn't work because of pandemic, not because of we didn't do stand up comedy because of pandemic, not because of not being funny.
Okay, now, I also did read in the press release that all comedy shows have an age restriction of 18, so it's going to get rough. It's going to get raunchy.
No kids. Kids, they don't even, I think kids in general, they're not really, they like slapstick comedy. Stand-up comedy is quite an adult thing. Adults really like coming to watch dudes stand on the stage and dudes and dudettes. And whatever everyone identifies as, we don't want to offend anyone. So, adults like coming to watch people on stage. So I think stand-up comedy is quite an adult art form. So why not just have all the over 18s come through and laugh?
I'm ready. I'm ready to laugh. And I think we're all ready to laugh, Dylan. I think it's time. Like, everyone's fighting on Facebook and on Twitter. And it's just like you put the news on and people are angry and upset. And it just like filters down into your own house. And I find myself like shouting at my dog for no reason. And I feel like I need a release. And either I'm going to drink more wine, which I don't think is good for me or my stomach at this point. But I could also come to comedy, have a couple of beers, laugh, and it's like free, almost free therapy.
Definitely. And no one's going to force you to take a vaccine if you don't want one. So it's free game.
Bring it up, Dylan. Bring it up. Tell us how you really feel, Dylan Oliphant. Wow. Okay, so even the unvaccinated are welcome at your comedy show this weekend.
Everyone is invited as long as they mask and follow COVID protocols.
Look at the comedians. You see, you guys are as nice as the Satanists in Texas. Hey, you guys are fighting for the rights of the people. I love you. Like, I love you.
The Satanists in Texas.
Oh, you need to Google that. They're fighting for rights in Texas. Who knew? Comedians and Satanists would change the world.
Well, we just want people to come to our show so we can pay the internet at the end of the month. So
right, so Dylan Oliphant can be internet famous and make money on the internet. I see where this is going. Right. So
from
the 1st of October to the 3rd of October, tickets are limited. You can get them at webtickets.co.za. You can find all of the information at jicf.co.za. Tickets are 155 Rand per ticket and includes a beer or a wine on the menu. So they're getting us happy and drunk. And this is exactly what we need to be this weekend. Happy and drunk. And to stop thinking about all of the nonsense that we see on the internet. I mean, other than Dylan Oliphant's nonsense, we can watch all of that. But Dylan, other than this JICF COVID relief at Radisson Red and Rosebank, what else have you been up to? What else can we look forward to? I mean, now the world's opening up. What are you doing?
I've actually been doing my own shows too. I'm doing a show next week. Next week, Tuesday. Next week, the 6th of October. Let me say the 6th of October, I'm doing a show at Funk Bar in Four Ways. And I'm going to be in Cape Town at the end of October next month, the 29th and the 30th October. And you can catch me on the internet. Yesterday, I was announced one of DSTV's internet ambassadors. So I'll be on the internet even more than before.
Look at you living your best life in a pandemic, hey? Must be nice. Okay, listen, Dylan, I need that workshop like worse than you think. I really need it more than you think. I make lights about it, but like we are desperate times.
Okay, can we do it on Tuesday? Is Tuesday fine for you?
Oh, so I've got to come this weekend and support you, and then I'm going to come on Tuesday and support you. And then on Tuesday after I've supported you, then I can have the workshop. Is this what you're saying?
Definitely.
Your hustle is unmatched, my friend. I've got to tell you. Your hustle is unmatched. Okay, Dylan Oliphant, one more time. Why should we come to the JICF COVID Relief Comedy Festival this weekend?
Should come to the JICF Comedy COVID Relief because laughter is the best medicine. People, it's better than a vaccine. But still, if you want to take your vaccine. Don't do your thing. But laughter is the best medicine. Come out and we're gonna have a good time. We're gonna have a whole array of comedians. People can just sit back, relax, have good laughs, and have some wine and beer with that too.
I'm ready. Thank you, Dylan Oliphant. Where do we follow you to see your internet things?
You can follow me on Instagram at Dylan Oliphant, on Facebook, Dylan Oliphant, Twitter, Dylan Oliphant. I'm Dylan Oliphant everywhere, even TikTok, just Dylan Oliphant, YouTube, Dylan Oliphant.
I'm coming no to follow you. My name yet. You better follow back.
Definitely.
And it's Dylan, D-I-L-L-A-N, not like I spelt it. Sorry about that. Peace. I love you. Dylan, thank you for this. I'll see you on the weekend, and maybe on Tuesday I'll see maybe awesome. Maybe a better offer comes around and but we'll see. I don't know, okay. You know,
you don't want to be internet rich and have a good laugh at my show.
Okay, well, I mean, now you've sold it, so I'll see you on Tuesday. Dylan Oliphant, the JICF presents COVID Relief Radisson Red Rosebank 1st to the 3rd of October, a mini festival to bring back the comedians and bring back the good times. Please support them. Tickets at www.webtickets.co.za and more information at www.jicf.co.za. Dylan, have a phenomenal week. And do we say break a leg for comedians, or is that not the thing?
We say kill it.
Wow. It gets darker, hey? As kill you guys it. Get funnier, it gets darker. I mean, do the things.
Thank you. Thank you very much.